You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just a little bit after 7 o'clock in the Mile High City. Thank you so much for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. In a little under 30 minutes, I will whip out a brand new mind bender for you today. The mind bender today is about being irritated. Irritated! Which seems to be the natural state for some people, don't you think, there, Jeremy?
Everybody on Facebook, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll have that coming up. And then salary side hustle at 8:30. So we have a lot coming up today here on the Dom and Jeremy show. We touched on this briefly yesterday, but let's spend some more time on this right now. It was a story. I was kind of hunting and pecking around, and I found this story about people talking their way out of a speeding ticket. When's the last time did you tell me once you've never had a speeding ticket?
No, I've had.
You just had that illegal turn.
I got a ticket like right after I got my license, and then I think I've had two speeding tickets. But it's been years, man.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
The last one I got was driving to work. This was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's that danged overpass thing, the flyover thing from northbound Parker Road onto southbound 225. And I was heading up to that, and I guess I had pushed it up to about 60.
Oh,
well,
easy,
Jeremy,
does it.
It was 4:25 a.m.
Nobody on the road.
Pitch dark. Yeah. Not another car in sight.
Yeah. See, I think that's why I haven't gotten a ticket in forever, because when we do come in, it's the butt crack of dawn and it's dark and nobody's out. And I know their hiding spots. After driving the same route for years and years, you know where they sit. And so I know to go the speed limit through certain areas.
They need to mix it up.
They really do. They really, really do.
But you know what? If I did their job, I would be the same way. Because they're getting customers, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So it's like, why reinvent the
wheel? I mean, some of the
wheel?
Spots are really good. Like back in the trees, you know. You're like, I see you.
Is there still one that hides over by the Flying Saucer Mobile Home Park over on Hamden?
Oh, yeah. Where it drops down to like 45 in there.
Something like that.
Yep. They sit on the side there.
Which is, by the way, let's just go back a step. That is the greatest name of a mobile home park ever. I'm not even sure it's still there. I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, there's something there.
The Flying Saucer Mobile Home Park.
I don't know if it's got the same name.
What a delightful name it always was. I guess I just took for granted that's what it's still named, so I haven't checked out the sign anymore. Anyway.
But yeah, they're there, and then on Hampton 2, when it drops down to like 35, that's when they nail you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're back in the trees.
My stepdaughter got her first, she's 18, she just got her first ticket after 2 years. And they were like you, it was an illegal turn. That I can't remember exactly what. Oh, they said that she did not signal changing a lane.
And then she went over too fast or something, right?
Yeah. And she went fast.
Yeah.
So
my first one was when I was probably, I think I had, was probably 16, 17. And don't yell at me. I didn't know. I was young and stupid, 45 in a school zone. But to my defense, like, we went back and looked, and the little flashing light was like behind trees. So I really, looking back, I could have really fought that one, because it was 45 normally. I was doing the normal speed limit, but I didn't see the 25 mile an hour flashing light for a school zone. And
I'll give you a break this time.
Terrified, man. I just remember being so scared. And then I also got yelled at because I didn't pull over right away when they got behind me. I kind of wheedled through a neighborhood, made sure there was a safe spot to pull off. And Murray got out and he's like, next time you pull over right away. I almost called backup because you were taking off on me. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. I was just trying to find a safe place to pull over.
You know, before we get into excuses, a quick public service announcement for anyone who is ever pulled over at night. I don't know if everybody knows this, but two things to do every time. Turn your dome light on in your car. That's the inside light. Turn that on so it lights up the inside of your car, and put both hands up on the steering wheel. Just do that No, really, and I'm not joking. Do this because
it's a courtesy.
Those poor police officers and highway patrol and everything, they have no idea at night what they're walking up on from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So just give them a break. Turn the lights on the inside. Put your hands on there. You're not a criminal. Just put your hands up there so they can see. Just a little peace of mind for everybody.
Yep. You're not reaching for anything.
Yeah, just do it. It's not going to hurt anything.
Smart move.
And then once they get up there and start talking to you, then you can do whatever. But give them a break to start with, because try to imagine yourself for
a
moment.
I'd be freaked out, yeah.
Wearing a target on yourself, walking up to a car, strange car, at night in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the tip.
Pro tip.
Pro tip from Dom. So there's a story about how people got out of a speeding ticket. I would love if our listeners would call us right now and tell us what excuse you used to try to get out of a ticket, and especially the ones that worked.
Heck, I would love it if we have any police officers listening right now.
Yes.
You guys are just hanging out right now. Call us and tell us some of the excuses that you've heard. You probably have hundreds of them.
Whether they worked or not.
I mean, the one I was talking about yesterday is the poop your pants one. Like, you immediately say, I'm sorry, officer, I was speeding because I got to go number two. And I got to get home.
I would love for a cop to tell us if that works. Or even the spouse of a cop, because you've undoubtedly heard the stories when they come home.
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, you should call. The number one excuse, allegedly, is I didn't realize I was speeding. They say that's the most popular excuse people use, and it's the one that they think works most of the time. But there is one other way, they say a good way to try to get out and just get a warning.
Uh-huh.
Is to ask for a warning. I have never thought about that before.
Me either.
And I love the idea. They walk up and they talk to you and say, first of all, you know, just be honest about everything. And then say, you know,
can I just get a warning?
Can I this time? I'm a good citizen. If you go back and you look up my record, you'll see I'm a good citizen.
I'm a great guy.
This is rare. Except for that one time on Parker Road.
Carry a resume with you. Be like, I give to charity.
Could I show your checkbook where the checks have been made?
I foster animals.
And say, could I this time just get, what do you got to lose? You don't get what you don't ask for.
Yeah. And then you say, here's your warning. I got to poop really bad.
You're not going to give that up, are you? Right now we're talking about ways that people have gotten out of a ticket. And let's see who, a bunch of people on hold. Here's Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, good, we're having Joe. A good morning, my friend. How'd you get out of the ticket?
So I told the police officer that my pet boa got out of its cage and that my wife was trapped in her room and she was freaking out.
What?
Yeah.
Do you really have a pet snake?
I do.
Hmm. Huh. Had it really gotten out of the cage, or did you just use that as an excuse?
I just used that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did it end? Did he let you go?
He did. He was really surprised because he never heard anything like that. So he just took my license registration. He gave it right back. Told me to slow down, and I was on my way.
He's like, do you need an escort? That's pretty slick, buddy. That's,
wow.
Yeah.
I might use that one the next time.
I suppose you could use that one multiple times until you get pulled over by the same cop. And you better hope you recognize all of them.
Yeah. Or until he does, like, come home with you and he'll be like, oh, I'll come home and help you.
Yeah.
We'll get him.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, never mind. I'm a liar.
Yeah. Joe, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Joe.
Yeah, thanks. You guys, too.
Appreciate it very much. Here comes Mary. Hi, Mary. Mary Kay. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, boys. I listen to you guys every morning driving to work.
Well, bless your little heart. Thank you.
We love you so much. So what do you got for us?
We love you guys. Well, it's a story of my mom and dad's story, actually, but it's pretty funny. They were driving to Florida, and my father was on oxygen, and my mother was doing about 95 miles an hour. She was flying, and the cop pulls her over, and she said to him, she says, I'm sorry, officer, but my husband's oxygen tank is empty, and I was racing to the next exit so I could get the spare tank out of the trunk. And they let her go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your dad would have had to, like, act along with it, like...
He's wheezing. Yeah. I hope to God she actually did have a spare tank in the trunk just in case the cop said, well, let's open it up and get it out now.
Yeah, she did. She had a couple.
That's pretty funny. Wow. I'm glad you called, Mary Kay. Thank you for listening. We love you back, okay?
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That's kind of funny. Kirk and then Sandy. Hi, Kirk. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
What do you got for us?
Where Jeremy was talking about on Hampton, a Sheridan cop pulled me over one morning about 4 in the morning in that same area.
Yep.
And he goes, what's your hurry? I said, I'm in no hurry. I said, but it's dark out. He goes, well, what do you mean? It is dark out. I said, no, you don't understand. I have my head up my rear end. And he let me go.
What? Kirk, shut up.
What?
I'm serious.
I would have made you get out of the car and do a sobriety test.
Kirk.
I'm absolutely serious.
I know.
He had a sense of humor.
But still, get off the phone.
Go wash your face.
I'm absolutely serious. It worked.
I believe you. We believe you, Kirk.
It doesn't change our answer. Get off the phone.
Move on. Move along, sir. Thanks, Kirk.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
One more. It's Sandy. Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What can you tell us?
Well, I was speeding, and I am married to a police officer, and he wrote me a ticket, and he couldn't contact my husband at the time, so he said, if your husband is a police officer, here's my business card. He needs to call me by 4 p.m. So my husband called, and he said, oh, you're married to Speedy Gonzalez, and let's just say the ticket was no more, but it does work. It gets you out of tickets. I can't say all the time, but it does work.
So you have kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card, in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to speed. My baby was teething in the back seat. I was trying to give her some Orajel. Probably shouldn't have been doing that. She's 10
now. So you were speeding, turned around, putting Orajel on your baby.
That's responsible, Sandy.
If I was your husband, I'd be like, I'm not making that call.
you're funny.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling the show. Have a wonderful day. Drive carefully, okay?
You too, boys. Thank you.
Bye, Sandy.
Well, now those were funny calls.
Those are good.
You guys don't let us down. Thank you. So there you go. Remember, the tip from this story is to ask for a warning. Like I said, I've never tried it. Jeremy's never tried it.
No, I haven't. I kind of want to go out today and speed just to try it.
Just to see if it works.
Let's test this out.